Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined, and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday night to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool wherever you're at. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. It's the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. Some people are out getting ready to party. Some people are getting to that money. Some people are relaxing. Me, I'm just going to be here talking about sports. And we got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Ja Morant, 25-game suspension. Too many games, not enough games. He was playing games, and now he's paying for it. Or is he going to serve 25 games? We'll get into it. Spend some time on that next hour. The Golden State Warriors have a new general manager. His name is Mike Dunleavy, taking over from Bob Myers. Yeah, Mike Dunleavy, who used to play. Now he's a boss. We'll get into that. Nobody wants to be on NFL Hard Knocks. We talked about that last night. Didn't get to it. So many callers came in. We got running backs in the NFL. Nobody wants to get paid. Tony Snell. Good on Tony Snell. I saw this on NBC this morning. NBA player, or former NBA player, Tony Snell. He let everybody know. He let the world know that he was recently diagnosed with autism. And I think it's amazing that he's sharing that with the world because it can help out other people. Absolutely beautiful thing. Deion Sanders might need some help. It's been shared via Deion Sanders that he might need his foot amputated. Nothing light, nothing crazy, it's definitely crazy. Ain't nothing light about that. Serious issue. You already know he has had two toes removed off of his foot. And then, amongst all the other NBA news that came out today, Michael Jordan is moving along. He is moving away, selling the Charlotte Hornets. I guess all the losing got to him, and I guess he saw the money in front of him, and Michael Jordan said, I ain't here for this losing. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this crap. Anyway, we're going to talk about it all. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would already know this because I posted the rundown. If you follow me on social media, you'll always know what's going on. That's at JR Sport Brief. In the meantime, if you want to talk to me here live on the air, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get into Michael Jordan momentarily. Hey, Shep, how's your Friday? You ready for the weekend?
I'm always ready for the weekend, JR. How about you, my friend? Yeah, Michael Jordan, not a great way to end his legacy in Charlotte, huh?
Well, we'll talk about that. Am I ready for the weekend? The answer is yes.
You're always working, though, so what else is new?
I'll be on the air in WFAN New York City tomorrow afternoon. Yes, I will. And I'm sure I'll have a lot to discuss with the amazing folks in New York City as the Boston Red Sox are currently smacking the Yankees 15-5. And earlier in the day, Yankee fans found out that there's no set return date for Aaron Judge and his sprained toe. And it's a final score. The Yankees just lost 15-5 up in Boston. So I'm sure Yankee fans will be telling me amazing things tomorrow. But, yeah, Yankees just lost. You think about Michael Jordan. You don't think about Michael Jordan or consider him to be a loser. You think about a six-time champion. You think about the most... Man, well, how can I even say it? He's widely recognized as the greatest player that the NBA has seen, by most. You might think LeBron, or you might go Bill Russell or Wilt, but by most, it's Michael Jordan. Flat and period. If you want to think about how the game has changed, how the game has grown, Michael Jordan. And one of the things that Michael Jordan did when he finally hung him up, when he finally walked away from Washington and thought he was going to get a piece of the action, it did not happen. Michael Jordan got a piece of the action back home in Charlotte with the then Bobcats. This was in 2006 when Michael Jordan bought a share of the Bobcats from Bob Johnson, who ultimately founded BET and sold it to Viacom. 4 years later, Michael Jordan became the majority owner of the Charlotte Bobcats for only $180 million. What a paltry sum. $180 million for Michael Jordan. 2013, he said, what the hell are we doing being called the Bobcats? What are we doing here? Not doing this crap. Michael Jordan sold a portion of his share back in 2019 to a dude by the name of Gabe Plotkin, nothing but a finance guy. And we started to get the rumors a couple of months ago that Michael Jordan was done here, that Michael Jordan was ready to sell out. Michael Jordan was tired of the Bobcats and he's going to make some money. And that he did. We learned today that Michael Jordan agreed to sell the Hornets, his Hornets stake, for $3 billion. Let's do some math here again. He bought 65% for $180. All in, $275 million. And he's selling for $3 billion. Somebody gonna tell Michael Jordan he's a loser? Somebody want to tell him that he stunk to join up? Somebody want to tell him that the Hornets, Bobcats, whatever the hell you want to call them, that they've been garbage? You can't. Michael Jordan will always be a winner. Did he win a championship as owner of the Hornets, Bobcats? No. Did he have sustained success? No. Maybe he was sick of looking at LaMelo Ball. Like, I'm not working with this kid. Maybe he got tired of Al Jefferson. Maybe thinking about Kemba Walker and his knees just drove Michael Jordan insane. Maybe Miles Bridges and the physical abuse of the mother of his kid just said, hey, I don't want to deal with this. And so Michael Jordan, he walks away. It was only 4 and 5 years ago that Michael Jordan sat in front of the media and pretty much talked about how difficult it is to run a franchise when you cannot go out there and play. This is what he said years ago.
And that's my goal, is to get this franchise to a seventh, or its first title, my seventh, if you want to look at it that way. But and it's harder because, you know, I can't impact the game. in shorts or tennis shoes, you know. And when I did have those on, it was easier to prove people wrong. You know, it's harder to do that now when I got a suit on and, you know, I got to rely upon other people understanding my message and my, you know, my focus, and that transcends throughout the organization to where everybody's steering in the right direction.
This is 13 years that Michael Jordan has been running the show here for the Hornets. They didn't go to a finals. They didn't win a playoff series. They didn't go to a, well, if you can't win a conference, I mean, you can't win anything if you don't even win a series. This has been disastrous here for Michael Jordan. Terrible. He takes over. They go 34-48. The next season, they only win 7 games. This is Michael Jordan's tenure here as owner of the Hornets. And now with Michael Jordan out, the NBA, it doesn't have a black owner who is the majority lead of a franchise. Not all that surprising. I mean, these are issues that the world already knows about. It's called sustained wealth. It ain't easy for a lot of black folks in America to get their hands on. And if you want to think about wealth, things are changing. We got an active player in the NBA named LeBron James. This guy's already a billionaire. So things are changing. Things change over time. Hopefully they continue to change for the better. And so Michael Jordan, in a lot of cases, even though he's going to be sticking around as a minority partner, he's not totally going away. He's not the big boss. This wasn't a basketball success for Michael Jordan. If you want to, I'm not going to argue with you that Michael Jordan's ownership tenure, 13 years, owning and running the Bobcats and the Hornets, it was a failure. Al Jefferson, Kemba Walker, Adam Morrison. Oh, my God. I can go on and on and on. Michael Jordan had friends, and I say had in the past tense. Michael Jordan had friends that pretty much said, you got too many yes men around you. You don't got people that are willing to look you in the face and say, hey, man, what are you doing? This is wrong. Someone that was his friend, Charles Barkley. And so that maybe that was Michael Jordan's downfall. That Michael Jordan, you just heard it out of his own mouth. The most difficult thing is I'm stuck in a suit and a tie. I can't go out onto the court. I can't go onto the floor and actually show these dudes how to win. They got to want it. And we hear it all the time about professional athletes. The ones who happen to be the best of the best of the best, it's difficult for them to become head coaches even. Why? Your expectations and what you think, something that might have come easy to you with your God-given skill, not everybody's going to max out to where you are. Look at some of the coaches that the league has seen. Look at some of the coaches right now. Tyronn Lue was not no star. Doc Rivers was not no superstar. Monty Williams, I mean, these dudes were not stars. Joe Mazzulla played in college, didn't even get to the NBA. You got coaches' kids and coaches. Mike Malone, coach's kid. Wes Unseld Jr., daddy's just player, coach kid. The Miami Heat got a dude who they plucked out of the video room in Eric Spoelstra. Where's the Kevin Garnetts of the world? Where's the Rasheed Wallaces? Where are the fire and brimstone dudes? Why isn't Shaq on the sidelines? Man, the best of the best of the best, they don't have no patience to be out there coaching. Imagine being the owner And so Michael Jordan stunk this place up. He did. I don't think that changes a thing about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's the first person to tell you, hey, all of my failures led to all of my successes. And, hey, I don't think walking away with $3 bill is a bad thing. You going to win some? You going to lose some? And when it comes to Michael Jordan, I don't think there's a damn thing about this guy and or his life that you could say where he lost. Even a failure here in running the Bobcats leads to business success. And if Michael Jordan was so sad and so downtrodden and so worried about the Hornets and their lack of success, he would have stuck around. He's not out there on the court. He's not putting up mid-range J's. He's not giving you reverse layups on the baseline. He's not dunking on Patrick Ewing. He's not shooting over Byron Russell. He's not talking trash to Gary Payton. He's making money. He loves basketball. Michael Jordan is basketball. He didn't always win on the basketball court now either, did he? But you can't take away from what Michael Jordan has done, and that's just go out there and win at life. And so good for the Hornets, though. Maybe they could have some sustainability. Michael Jordan will be in the background. Maybe he pops up here or there for a meeting, and that's it. Less stress. Less worry. He can be competitive in other ways. He can still root for, and he's going to have a minority piece of the Hornets. Come on. So he's not calling the shots. Who cares? He has his racing team and his houses and his homes and his cars and his wife. The wife who I think is, I don't know, 20, 30 years younger. Michael Jordan's living the life. He's counting his billions. And yeah, things stunk here with the Charlotte Hornets, the Bobcats. Things stunk in Charlotte. But even when he lost, Michael Jordan won. Nobody's going to look at this dude and call him a loser. Look at his life. Look at his career. Look at what basketball has done for him. Yeah, like Mike. You want to be like Mike. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk about Ja Morant. We're going to get into Mike Dunleavy. We're going to get into Tony Snell. We're going to talk about NFL Hard Knocks on HBO. We're going to get into baseball. The Yankees got smacked. We're going to talk about running backs. Yeah, running backs, they find a way to lose. The NFL chews them up and spits them out. It's a hard knock life for anybody, I guess, unless you're Michael Jordan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about his tenure with the Hornets? Disastrous. Losing. Somehow, some way, on the money side, Michael Jordan is a winner. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Phone lines are open. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about another legend. This one in the NFL. He might be losing something. And money doesn't bring this back. I'll explain. We're just getting started. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Michael Jordan selling his stake in the Charlotte Hornets for $3 billion. He reportedly paid about $275 million for the entire shebang back in 2010. Not too shabby. And Michael Jordan, pretty much one of the first athletes here in the United States of America to say, oh, yep, I own the team. You had Mario Lemieux, who did an amazing job negotiating into his contract to be able to get a portion of the Penguins and also keep them running in Pittsburgh. And then we have plenty of other athletes who've had, you know, minority stakes. It's become commonplace now that professional athletes just, they make so much money and that sports has grown. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, having a piece of the Bucks. I know that if you go to Kansas City and look at Patrick Mahomes, he has a piece of the Royals. I know LeBron James is a part of Fenway Sports Group. He has a part of everything, including Liverpool. We know Tom Brady just took up a small portion of the Oakland Raiders. Magic Johnson has seemingly had his hands in everything in Los Angeles and is now a part owner of the Washington Commanders. David Beckham comes over to the United States of America, doesn't just play with the LA Galaxy. Enter Miami, the squad that Messi is going to come over and play for. Shaquille O'Neal at one point having a part of the Sacramento Kings. I can go on about athletes having shares. Michael Jordan was the guy who just had the team. He had the squad. Good for him. He's not losing anything. And Michael Jordan, he's just a winner out here. Unfortunately, there is someone out here losing something. You might have heard about this last year. And this is another legend. This is a two-time champion, an NFL Hall of Famer, almost 15 seasons, multi-sport athlete. It's Deion Sanders. Last year, you might have heard that, unfortunately, he had two toes amputated off of his left foot. He was going for a surgery to help out a dislocated toe and a nerve issue. And then following that, those two toes I told you about, they turned black. They died. Everything in his leg pretty much constricted, and he was in massive pain. And they had to amputate those two toes. They found out that he had blood clots in his leg. The doctors at the time said that Deion Sanders' left leg was almost like a ticking time bomb. And Deion Sanders said his mother told him that they have a family history of blood clots. And even outside of that, it's likely that there was other issues going on, whether it be with his diet or his overall health, that unfortunately led to the issues. So a bad combination there for Deion Sanders. And over the past year or so, he's made light of this. He's been honest. You know, him and Shannon Sharp, you know, made jokes about the fact that he was missing these two toes. But it's a serious issue. We have stepped into an updated space where now Deion Sanders is no longer the head coach of Jackson State. He's gone over to Colorado. He's expected to make a massive, massive impact on the team with all of the transfers and all of the hype. Is he going to be able to do it? He's doing a new series out in Colorado. And as a part of the series, he's caught on camera talking to some of the doctors in Colorado who basically said what he heard a year ago. That, yeah, we were able to save your leg last year and only remove two toes. But Deion Sanders doesn't have full feeling in his foot. The doctors want to just try to relieve some of the pain in his foot. And they're trying to tell him, if you don't get it done, then we might have to take off your foot. For a dude known as Primetime, for a man known with massive confidence, for just a showman here. What a way to potentially live and have to accept this. This is the clip with doctors talking to Deion about what he needs to do and what the implications might be. Listen to the doctors and listen to Deion.
I know what the risk is. I only have eight toes, so I'm pretty sure I understand.
If you're correct, that means you take off one of your shoes, and you're on the end of the foot. And if that doesn't heal, then...
So you're saying, like, he could lose that toe, too?
He could lose the foot. That's what I'm talking about.
That's bigger.
I mean, that's it's a risk.
Yeah, it's a risk. Deion Sanders says if we're going to do any surgery to relieve any pain or do anything, we need to do it now. Because I got some things to do here with Colorado. And all the best to Deion Sanders. When they took off those two toes, and God forbid they have to remove his foot, he said at the time, this is about the toes. The hardest thing of it all was to look down there and see that and understand once upon a time you were this type of athlete. And you don't even know if you are going to walk. All the best to Deion Sanders as his physical issues and ailments continue on. These guys are human beings, such a stark contrast to what many of us remember him as, high-stepping and juking, you know, into the end zone to someone who has now lost two toes and may ultimately lose his foot. Regardless of how you feel about him or his movement or things that he has said or moving from Jackson State to Colorado, he's a human being. I wish him nothing but the best with that. It's a tough thing. You got to, as far as I know, you get one body, you know, try your best to take care of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andy is calling up from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to compliment you on the opening monologue. That was awesome. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Michael Jordan. But first, I want to, just put it out there for Deion Sanders. You're exactly right. One of the most fantastic electric players we've ever seen. But I think this dude has so much inside. Whether he loses a foot, they got to take the leg. They got to protect his heart. I think he's gonna become a better coach. I mean, if there's anyone that appreciates your good health and everything, I see him being able to coach up some younger kids about taking better care of their bodies or whatever the case might be. So yeah, appreciate you touch on that. The Michael Jordan thing, growing up in Chicago and. You know, just being very thankful for what he did in Chicago. You're right, man. It doesn't always work out. It did for him. Holy cow. What an investment. I would like to know, do you know about what he invested in the team, in the surrounding area, in the basketball? What's the arena called in Charlotte, Sarah?
Oh, it's named after a telecom company.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of it. It's named after telecom.
Yeah, so like you said, you can't call this guy a loser. Who knows?
The Spectrum Center.
Okay. The deals he made and everything like that. He left Charlotte in a better place. Now they have to move forward. You're right. So, man, good job, Shep, JR. Appreciate both of you, and I'll continue to listen tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Andy, for calling from Arkansas. I appreciate you, man. And to be honest, I was up in Charlotte not too long ago, and it ain't far from me. And I make my way up and through Charlotte every now and then, a couple of times of the year, going to Virginia or going up to New York. And ain't nobody cares. I got it. It's not that big of a deal. Nobody cares, man. It's like, oh, Michael Jordan. You know what the fans want? The fans want the team to win. That's it. That's it, and that's not something that they've been able to do here with Michael Jordan at the helm. I told you about, and I can go down the list. Adam Morrison, I can pretty much go ahead and stop there. And so whether it was the draft picks or just the injuries or immaturity, it's tough. An evaluator of talent, I guess Michael Jordan was not. I mean, you could throw out, Rich Cho. You could put whoever, Mitch Kupchak. You could put whoever the hell you want out there. It's tough. We know who was the boss, but we know who Michael Jordan had going out there to do the work, and maybe that was the problem. That it's one thing for Michael Jordan to tell other people what to do when let's be real, was Michael Jordan really invested that deeply? Probably not. He's a busy guy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a difficult job being a GM. It's a difficult job running the show. We just saw Bob Myers from the Golden State Warriors just say, I ain't doing this no more. He didn't even put together the entire Warriors squad. He inherited some of the big names. He's had to oversee it. He's had to try to keep it rolling. He's had to try to maintain it and maintain relationships. Stressful. It's tough being a winner. I know that might sound crazy, but it's tough being a winner. And so Bob Myers is gone. You know what? The Golden State Warriors named his replacement. We're going to talk about him on the other side of the break. I'm also going to leave the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, call me. Talk to me about whatever. And I'll tell you about the Warriors as they try to move on. I mean, all these talks about the Nuggets and their future. The hell is the future for the Warriors? I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on a Friday night, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a good night. Maybe you had a good day like Michael Jordan selling the Hornets for $3 billion. Hopefully you're having a better day than Deion Sanders. He might have to have his foot amputated. Hopefully not. They've already removed two toes last year. He's having pain and no feeling in his foot. Certainly not a great precursor. And you know, on a Michael Jordan thing, and at the top of the hour, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Ja Morant. And I still can't believe some of the comments that I've seen surrounding Ja Morant, even as it relates to his now 25-game suspension. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. I told you that running a team is not easy. It can be pretty difficult, especially if you are typically used to being at the top of the food chain. If you're a superstar, if you're like Michael Jordan. Well, the Golden State Warriors today, they decided to add a new GM now that Bob Myers has decided to step down. You might be familiar with the guy. Mike Dunleavy Jr. is coming through to run the team. It's crazy to think about this. He played in the league for 15 years. He was drafted in 2002. He was out there playing for the Warriors. The Warriors fans hated his guts. He was at the Pacers, the Bulls, the Bucks, Hawks, the Cavs, just running around shooting the ball. He had a solid career. And so he's been with the Golden State Warriors for years now. He was added as a pro scout in 2018. Bob Myers, who just left, was actually his agent when he came into the league. And so he went from being a pro scout. He actually helped identify and find Jordan Poole, so you can expect Jordan Poole to maybe probably stick around. He became assistant GM in 2019, vice president of basketball operations in 2021, and it's been reported that Mike Dunleavy he's been doing a lot of the grunt work, the showing up, the talking, the meetings, in lieu of Bob Myers, where Bob Myers has pretty much decided to transition out. So Mike Dunleavy taking that next step. We'll talk more about that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR. Love your show, man. You're great.
Thanks. Thank you. What's up?
I was just going to say, you said something a moment ago before the break that caught my attention, and I think you hit it spot on, which was you pass through Charlotte every once in a while, and somebody, you know, nobody cares in Charlotte that Michael's not going to be the top dog any longer, because Michael's never been vested in the city. I mean, he'll do some nice things every once in a while for the city, but he was never vested. He's a global superstar. He was never going to be invested in promoting the team, trying to get it into the upper stratosphere of teams. That wasn't his gig. He's a Chicago guy predominantly. This was just an ownership issue for him. And that was, I think, one of the reasons why we just never got out of the basement in terms of, you know, our rankings in the NBA.
Yeah, it's one thing to be the boss and to have the final say, the ultimate say, and to be the greatest basketball player ever, and to kind of, I don't want to say pop in and pop out, but to just take a couple of phone calls while you're on the beach in the Bahamas. And let's be honest here. There are a lot of professional sports team owners who are like that. Some are more hands-on than they are hands-off. But you know, just because it's Michael Jordan, I don't think he let this go by the wayside, but I'm sure he was making decisions on things that he was hearing on secondhand. And, I mean, you can't do that from the golf course in Florida. You can't do that from the Bahamas. You can't do that from Italy.
Right. That's exactly right. He's a global player. This was sort of a side gig, a side hustle, owning the basketball team. It gave him, you know, some sense of still being in the game, I think. But, you know, it was never really his passion to make the Hornets a, you know, a real contender.
Yeah, he'd have to be in there every day a little bit closer and just actually hire someone who he can trust to do the work. Hey, Greg, thank you for calling from Charlotte, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime. Bye.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to everybody listening up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michael Jordan's record with the Hornets, 423 wins to 600 losses. It's the fourth worst record during that span. They only went to the playoffs twice in the 13 years that he owned the team fully. And I told you about the first round. They went twice, and they lost. And so if you don't get past the first round, you don't even go to the semifinals. You don't go to the conference finals. You sure as hell don't go to the finals. Saying Charlotte Hornets in finals sounds dirty. Doesn't go together. It's not peanut butter and jelly. Hey, Shep, what's something that you would not put on a PB&J sandwich? What's something that you wouldn't put on there?
Extra mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the one I would put on there.
Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets are like, saying Charlotte Hornets in championship is like putting mayonnaise on a PB&J sandwich. It's true. It sucks, Shep, but I think Jordan is fine. It's just whatever. Nobody cares.
Michael Fleeping Jordan. It's not going to be a blemish on his resume. You know that.
Say again?
Michael Fleeping Jordan. It's not going to be a blemish on his resume. He's still MJ.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Big deal. You know, and now he gets to hang out in the background, and he'll probably show up just as often. You know, maybe he'll sit on the floor. Most times he'll probably sit in his suite, get on his private jet, doesn't have to feel fully invested. Let's remember this, folks. Michael Jordan turned 60 years old in February. And as a part of that, God bless his soul, he donated $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, most cash ever that they've ever given to or they've ever received from a donor. He's been working with them since 1989. And so, come on now. 60 is not old. It's Michael Jordan. He can walk around and do whatever he wants to do. And I'm sure there's going to be a new business venture that he gets involved in. I mean, he's sitting on billions now, man. His net worth a few months ago was $1.7 billion, and I'm sure you tack on three. It's probably pretty much moving between four and five. And selling the Hornets right now, unless there's some other mega deal he has in store, whether it be in the technology sector and what have you, selling this team is probably going to be his largest financial windfall of his life. I can't see him saying, I don't need my money from Brand Jordan. That will go in perpetuity beyond Michael Jordan. Maybe he sells he licenses his image. I'm sure Nike probably already owns that, but it's a big deal for Michael Jordan. Good on him. You know, it's difficult for me to even look at someone like, let's say, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady, what is he going to just get money and wealth in to own a team? You can look at Peyton Manning. You know, there were so many rumors about, oh, man, Peyton Manning get the Broncos, buy the Broncos. Well, and Peyton Manning said, with what money? This is Peyton Manning. He's like, well, what money am I going to buy the Denver Broncos? Like, I don't own Walmart. I'm not an heir. Yeah, I might got a couple of $100 million stacked away somewhere, but I can't buy a football team with that. And so I really don't know the next time we'll see a majority owner in one of the, let's say, big three sports. I don't think it's going to be Tom Brady. Where's he getting his money from? I think it's probably going to be LeBron James. Maybe. He can do it. He's worth more than a bill. But is that enough to put out and buy a team? He's going to have a partner. But it's LeBron James. I don't think he's going to be short on someone willing to put up the cash and say, hey, let's go ahead and do it. Congratulations, Michael Jordan. I don't care what your record was. Another feather in the cap. Good on you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, we'll talk about HBO's NFL Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about Tony Snell, letting the world know that, yeah, I played in the NBA. I was just diagnosed with autism. Greg Norman, hey, if you thought PGA Live was his biggest issue, Greg Norman is getting sued. Speaking of issues, we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. Ja Morant suspended for 25 games. Did he get off easy? Should the NBA smacked him harder? And the NBA Players Association, they have an issue. I don't know what everybody's complaining about. I'm going to tell you my thoughts on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.